KMFM.
It's on KMFM this evening. Emma over here, you alright?
Hello.
How are we all?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Welcome back to Kent.
Thank you.
Welcome back to KMFM as well.
We love it here.
This is like our fourth time, I think.
Fourth time. So you're like veterans now.
Yes.
Your music is like bringing the 90s back with like a 2016 twist, which I love because I loved music from the 90s and it's so good to hear something like that nowadays. Is that your aim, to kind of bring back the 90s sort of style?
That's a compliment if anyone that says we remind them of bands from the 90s, because people like TLC, Aaliyah, All Saints, Ashanti, they're all like our favourite groups and artists of the 90s. We're massively inspired by them, so when anyone compares us to them, it's only a great thing.
Definitely. What if you could bring anything back from the 90s, what would it be?
Everything. The vibe of the 90s was just unreal.
Push pop.
I was never allowed those.
I think the
sugary
music, to be honest.
I was too young for it. It was hard, so my dad never liked us with hard sweets.
Hot summers.
What about Tamagotchis? Did anyone have
Tamagotchi?
Oh, yeah,
that's my favourite. And Polly Pocket as well.
Polly Pocket.
Yeah.
Did your Tamagotchis... Did anyone ever accidentally let their Tamagotchi die?
Yeah. I reset it like every week.
Have you still got yours in the loft? Because apparently what you can do is if you replace the battery, you can turn it on, and apparently like if the battery ran out when it was still alive, this Tamagotchi is still alive.
Wow. Yeah, they live forever. Yeah.
That's definitely. Talking of the 90s, did you ever use MSN Messenger?
Oh, of course.
What was...
No. Rush home from school for that.
And you nudge your friends, nudge.
It was the best thing ever.
Did you ever have that situation where you had the little option on where it would show like what music you're playing?
Yeah.
And then you'd panic when you listen to something really embarrassing.
Yeah, oh my God. My MSN name was like Rude Girl.
Right, let's
Frankie Baby.
Okay, yeah, so hold on. What are all of the MSN names then? What were all of your embarrassing?
I didn't have it.
Oh, did you not? Okay.
Yeah, mine was like rudegirl91@hotmail.com or something. Gosh.
Mine was Frankie Baby.
Frankie Baby.
Or baby would start B A Y B and then like 5 E.
What about Bebo? Do you remember Bebo?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Although I always got MySpace instead. I think it was either you get MySpace or Bebo.
I used to love Pixel.
Oh, when you make
rubbish at making the websites, and some were so good, weren't they? I bet you were good at it. Yeah, that's something you'd be good at.
And then the ones where you have to like, was Pixo the one where you'd make your own website and then people would give like their mates pages?
People were brilliant at Pixo, so clever.
And they always had like, you had to use these massive codes to get like the little cursor to become like a little hand or something.
I didn't have time for that.
Code for like the title of my website, literally like splotted.
Why did I didn't know any of this stuff?
KMFM.
The London Trio are back with a massive new single called Who Do You Think Of? They came down to our Medway studios a couple of days ago, so let's catch up with part two of the chat now.
KMFM.
So where are we with like an album? So we've got the new single out now, Who Do You Think Of? Album-wise, are we?
Album for us is all about timing. Like, we've just signed to Universal Polydor, which is an amazing achievement for us. So I think we just want to keep putting more songs out and put the album out when we're ready. We could always put an album out. We've got plenty of songs, but it's all about the timing.
Yeah, doing it at the right, I suppose.
We can't wait till we do put one out.
Yeah. It sounds like it would be perfect to be released like summer. Mm. It sounds like, from based on the songs you've released so far, it sounds like it'd be a massive summer album.
Yeah, summer would be good.
Have you got names floating around for the album? Have you ever woke up?
Talk about this, but we always just, I think our favourite's always just
M.O.
It's very classic, very nice.
Well, it's what you need for like classic. The first one, isn't it? Because then it's like introduce you to the world.
I think you can do a lot with the name M.O. Mm-hmm. Like, definitely. There's other things. You could always have the M.O. in it, but you, like, maybe the second one would be called What Is Your M.O.?
Yeah.
The first one would be M.O., then What's Your M.O.?
I like that, Nadine.
Our M.O.
Have you ever made up what it stands for? If somebody asked and you got a bit bored, so you were like, oh, what does it stand for?
No, but can I tell you a funny story?
Of course.
Obviously, it's very... you'd predict that we get called Mo a lot. Even though you wouldn't think it's because there's a dot in between us.
Yeah.
But this morning we saw someone that thought we were called M.O.
M.Pointo?
Yeah. Point. Because of the dot. Apparently that's a point.
Was that another radio presenter?
Yeah, but I can't tell you.
Okay, no, that's fine. M.O. Wow.
Yeah, that's the first. That's why we're
that is a first.
Yeah.
Because there's a Danish artist around at the moment. How's it pronounced?
Mer.
Yeah.
So people get her wrong as well, I'm guessing. Because unless we're getting it wrong, but I'm sure she's called Mer.
I'm sure people call her Mel.
Yeah.
She's Mer. And she's ML with no dot in between and a line through the L.
Okay, but that's not as catchy as M.O, is it? You've supported Little Mix before. What was it like touring with them?
Amazing. Fun times. We still talk
best
about
times.
The tour all the time. Kind of still got tour blues.
Mm.
And the girls were amazing. The fans were amazing. It was our first official support tour. It was great. We played all our hometown arenas.
Mm.
Good times.
What was your favourite part about touring?
Food.
Is it always the food?
You know what? You know, on their tour, they had the best catering.
Really? I can imagine that.
And it was like, it wasn't just like standard catering where you can go up and pick your food and there's loads of food to pick from. It was like you walked into a restaurant and there was menus on the table.
You could order your catering.
Yeah, that's what they did. They cooked it in the back like a restaurant and you had choices to choose.
So what would you go for on like on the tour? Like, if, what would be your go-to?
It was like this tandoori cod. Did you have that?
Yeah.
It was so nice.
I never thought that.
And there was loads of healthy and not healthy options. So sometimes when you're feeling like being healthy and sometimes when you're not, there was just great options.
Good roast dinners on the street.
Oh,
roast
yeah.
dinners.
Roast, like,
yeah.
That's amazing catering.
Loads of red baskets around with loads of
brownies, chocolate brownies.
Love a bread basket.
Yeah.
I'm so jealous. Thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Is there any chance finally you can introduce your new track here on KMFM, please?
Hi, KMFM. We are ML.
And this is our brand new single.
Who do you think of?
Not M.O.
No.